Today we're going to learn Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph of Maseches Chagigo. We are already on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. We have already learned the Mishnah, and we are now holding at the Gemara on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. So says the Gemara. The Gemara is going to, what does the Mishnah talk about? The Mishnah gave us 11 chumras that you have by Kodesh over Truma. So the first one was that by Kodesh you're not allowed to be tovel a kli b'toch kli, one kli inside of another. So says the Gemara, but Kodesh my time alo, why can't you be tovel one kli inside of another by Kodesh? Amrabi l'mipnei shekvedo shel kli chotzeitz, because the heaviness of the kli that is going to create a chatzitza, meaning the weight of the kli that's pressing against the other kli is going to create a situation of a chatzitza, and each kli is therefore going to have some spot where water is not going to reach because the kelim are too tightly pressed together. So says the Gemara, okay, that's a fine explanation, but v'hami d'seifa mishum chatzitza, the Mishnah is going to have a different chumrah that relates to chatzitza. So doesn't that imply reisha lav mishum chatzitza, that the first of the chumras is not chatzitza related? Which different chumra relates to chatzitza? The katani seifa v'lo kemidas hakodesh midas hatruma shebekodesh matir umenagev umatpil v'acharkach kosher ubitruma kosher v'acharkach matpil. We had said in the Mishnah that when it comes to kodesh, if you're being tovel a beged for the sake of kodesh, you have to untie any knots that may be in the beged, and you have to dry off any moisture that may be on the beged, and only then can you tovel it. Whereas when it comes to truma, you could tovel as is, even with all the knots tied in it. So you see that that's an issue of chatzitza, where we're more machmir by kodesh than we are by truma. So how could it be that two out of the 11 are related to chatzitza? So says Gemara, Reisha v'seifa mishum chatzitza. There are in fact two out of the 11 that relate to chatzitza. Utsricha, and the Tana has to tell us both chumras. Diyashmin reisha. If the Tana only told me the din of the reisha, that you're not matvil kli b'toch kli l'kodesh, havamina haynu taima de l'kodesh lo, I would say the reason that you're not matvil for kodesh is mishum kvedo shal kli de'ika. There's a reason to pasul the tefila because there's something that's going to create a chatzitza, which is the weight of the inner kli. Aval seifa, but when it comes to a beged that has a knot in it or has some moisture on it, deleka kvedo shal kli, which doesn't really have the weight of a kli pressing against it, the only reason to passel it is because of the knot or because of the moisture, emel kodesh nami lavi chatzitza. I might think that that's not really a chatzitza, even for kodesh, because the water is getting to the place where the knot is and to the place where the moisture is, so it's not like there's water that's not getting, it's not like there's a spot where the water's not getting, so that's why the Tana has to tell me the Seifa, tell me that even in that case we're going to passel because of a chatzitza issue. V'yashmin et Seifa, and if we were to tell me only the case of not toveling a kli that has a kesher, that has a knot, or that has moisture, have mina hainu time to the kodesh lo, mishum dikitra v'maya haduka mehadik. I would say, yeah, that's why we're not going to allow that by kodesh, we're not going to allow toveling a kli that has a knot when it comes to kodesh, because the knot is going to be so tight that it's going to really prevent water from entering, even though it's going to get tighter from the water, because the clothing is going to swell a little bit from the water, it will become saturated from the water, and therefore it will make what was a loose knot into a very tight knot, and now it's going to become a chatzitza. Aval reisha, but in the case of two kelim, one inside of the other, demaya akfuya makfule lemana lo avi chatzitza. But I would think that when you're putting kelim into the water, the effect of water on, let's say, a bucket or a cup or a plate is the opposite of the effect on water. Of water on a garment. When it comes to the garment that has a knot in it, so the garment is going to become saturated, and therefore that knot, which may have been loose before, is going to become more tight. But when you're talking about a pot or a plate or a fork or something like that, one kli inside of another kli, the water will just cause it to float, and when something floats, it will make less of a chatzitza problem. So one main point over here, that we have two cases in the Mishnah, that are about chatzitza, two cases in the Mishnah, two of the chumras that we have of kodesh over truma, both relate to chatzitza. But in one of the cases, it's about one kli inside of another kli, where there's one might think there's more of a reason to be concerned about chatzitza since it's pressing against it, and it's a real chatzitza issue. And in the other case, it's about not in a beged, where one might think there's more of a reason to think that it's a chatzitza problem because the knot becomes tighter as a result of being in the water. So we'll stop there, and we'll pick up Ezra Shem and Chaf Alfam Beis next time.